Welcome to the Weekly Radio Spin, a look at the stories behind the news, brought to you by the Center for Media and Democracy. I'm Sari Williams.
And I'm Diane Farsetta. In our top spin, will the Pentagon pundits or their media hosts be held accountable? Back in April, the New York Times revealed that the Pentagon regularly met with, fed talking points to, and sometimes funded overseas trips for retired military officers who are frequent media commentators. Internal Pentagon documents referred to the pundits as surrogates and message force multipliers. The Pentagon began the program in 2002 to help sell the Iraq War. It later expanded to promote Bush administration policies in Afghanistan and Guantanamo Bay and on warrantless wiretapping. Many of the Pentagon pundits also work for military contractors. Now the Federal Communications Commission is investigating. On October 2nd, the FCC sent letters of inquiry to 19 pundits and 5 television networks. CBS and ABC confirmed that they received letters. The FCC is focusing on whether the failure to reveal the pundits' Pentagon and contractor ties broke disclosure rules. The FCC is asking the pundits and networks to reply within 30 days.
Speaking of propaganda, here's more on the new 3-year, $300 million Iraq Information Operations contract. The Pentagon awarded the contract to 4 firms, SOS International, Lincoln Group, MPRI, and Leonine Industries. The firms will produce websites, print columns, press statements, press releases, speeches, editorials, documentary and entertainment shows, and radio programs on economics and sports topics. Iraqi stations and their audiences usually don't know that the broadcast material is from the U.S. government. As its communications targets, the contract lists, quote, Iraqi, Pan-Arabic, international, and U.S. audiences, end quote. However, U.S. law bans propagandizing U.S. audiences.
Can you imagine planning another big-ticket junket after getting bad press like this?
After the bailout of AIG last month, the United States government effectively bought an 80% share in the company. That should have caused a fundamental change, you would think, in how the company was spending funds on compensation, bonuses, and benefits. But it doesn't look like that's what happened. Shortly after the bailout went through, executives from AIG's major U.S. life insurance subsidiary held a week-long conference at an exclusive resort.
That was Maryland Representative Elijah Cummings, questioning why insurance company AIG spent $440,000 on a conference after receiving a government bailout. More recently, AIG received a second government loan and was about to hold another event at a luxury resort. Instead of curbing spending, AIG executives wanted to run ads explaining why the posh events are necessary. But their public relations consultant warned that spending, quote, the taxpayers' money on an expensive ad campaign to apologize for how you use taxpayer money leaves you open to further attacks, end quote. AIG then canceled the second event, which was scheduled for mid-October at California's Half Moon Bay.
Quick, what do you think of when you think of Israel? According to the Israeli Foreign Ministry and its image consultants, you probably said the Israel-Palestine conflict. The Israeli government is working to change that, with help from a British firm that specializes in country brand capital development. Israel hired the firm Akanchi in August. The firm says Israel's new brand should highlight the country's scientific and cultural achievements. Akanchi previously helped rebrand Lebanon and Northern Ireland.
And now it's time to play 6 Degrees of Spin and Faking, our look at the connections between media manipulators. Earlier, we mentioned MPRI, one of 4 firms working on the new information operations contract in Iraq. MPRI, which stands for Military Professional Resources Incorporated, was launched in 1987. It's helped run ROTC recruitment centers at hundreds of universities across the United States. Internationally, MPRI has worked with the Nigerian military, the Croatian army, and the Angolan police. As part of Plan Colombia, the firm helped the U.S. Defense Department and the Colombian government to plan the so-called war on drugs. MPRI's past communications work includes organizing Defense Department-sponsored media seminars in Armenia, Georgia, Azerbaijan, and the Ukraine.
That's this week's edition of the Weekly Radio Spin. For more information, visit the Center for Media and Democracy's website at www.prwatch.org.